Hello and welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 80, Shawls. I knit a pair of socks this week, and they were a lot of fun. They went really fast. I cast them on one day and cast the whole pair off the next. They are Fair Isle in sports weight, and they're just a lot of fun. I have photos of them up on my blog. They're the checkers and square socks from Blackridge Farm. And I'd picked them up to learn Fair Isle and then ended up putting them aside and ended up doing a lot of projects that involved Fair Isle. And by the time I picked them up, I was already comfortable with Fair Isle. So they were just really easy and light and a lot of fun. And then I started picking up Tunisian crochet. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. And that is the crochet that kind of sort of looks like knitting on the right side. Unless I'm doing it horribly wrong, it looks nothing like knitting on the wrong side. So you could have a row of a facing of knits on one side, so it looks like stockinette, but it won't roll, and the other side doesn't look like pearls. The way to do the purl, you're basically wrapping the yarn around the stitch before you make it, and that gives it the line in front, the purl bump. And the way to do the knit, you're kind of going into the stitch and splitting it to make the V, and that gives it that V-like stitch of the knit. But going around it doesn't cause the V on the reverse side. And making the V doesn't cause the bump on the reverse side. So it looks like knitting from one side. It's a lot of fun. You're basically picking up all your stitches along the row. And then you work them back. And then you pick up all your stitches along the row. And then you work them back. I've had two issues with it. One is that I can't seem to get my gauge right. And that's just going to take practice. And the other is that I keep forgetting which stitch I'm doing. And that's just going to take getting used to the form. But it's a lot of fun. I'm having a really good time with it. And for those on Ravelry, we've got new rules for the remnants. I don't quite know what to make of them. I kind of like it. Like the idea of putting the rules of normal social discourse in place. We don't talk about sex, religion, and politics. But I kind of liked some of the religious conversations that came up there. Some fell into an area of being kind of nasty, kind of fast, but a lot of them stayed really civil and really informative for their entire duration. Those were a lot of fun. I hope it all works out for Remnants and for Rav in general, and I hope that it offers a lot less stress to the mods. But this time I wanted to talk about shawls, and shawls are kind of funny things. We don't often think that we're going to need them, even when we're knitting them. And I have a shawl on the needles now. I'm finally almost at the end of my Skynet shawl. I had lost the pattern and then was lazy about printing it out again, so it's been on hold simply because, well, I'm horrible about that. For some reason, the last clue doesn't... I want to be on time for receiving the last clue, but then I'll drag my heels on finishing the last clue. I seem to do this on every mystery knit along with shawls. I do not know why, but I have to have them finished before January and the next knit along to start. But shawls are funny. We usually don't think we're going to need them, even when we're knitting them. And a lot of people knit shawls just for the experience of knitting the shawl. So it's lace, which is a lot of fun. It's kind of a rite of passage for a lot of knitters, which is an important thing to go. For some knitters, it's important to go through the experience of having knit a shawl. Likewise, a lot of knitters think they have to have the experience of knitting a pair of socks. And they can be anything. They can be simple enough for a first project. You just cast on and you do a huge garter stitch rectangular shawl and there you go. They can be mind-boggling in their complexity. If you look at some of the Shetland shawls and some of the Orenburg lace shawls, they can be just enormously engaging and complex. They can work up on any yarn. I've done lace weight shawls. I've done shawls on bulky weight. I've done pretty much everything in between. I've seen every weight of yarn used for shawls. But then after we finally knit one, we tend to find excuses to use them because we've spent 100 hours or so and some of our best yarn in putting one together. So we tend to come up with reasons to use it. So we'll toss them on at work, or we'll toss them on to watch TV, or we'll toss them on to read. And then they kind of insinuate themselves into our lives. We find that we just naturally prefer keeping a shawl in the office, even if we've just knit a sweater. Or we keep finding that we've left the shawl draped over the chair we most often relax in. Oh, fun rule of thumb, coordinate shawls to the furniture not your outfit. It makes things much easier when you can just call them decoration and not clutter, as they lie draped over the back of a chair or lounging against the arm of a couch. And at some point, we kind of accept them. It seems to happen at different points for different knitters. It seems to happen almost like age, almost like magic. It's just out of nowhere, we're there. And we admit that we just really like wearing shawls. Again, nothing is true of all knitters, but I find that most knitters who do knit shawls will eventually find a great preference for wearing them. I don't know why shawls get the poor reputation they do. We happily knit and we use iPod cozies. I mean, who worries that their iPod is going to get chilly in winter? But shawls seem to suffer from the misconception that they're only for old ladies. Well, shawls are for people of all ages. You can wrap a sleepy child in a shawl and let them take a nap if you want. They can be stylish accents, like, say, a shoulder throw. They can be gorgeous beaded numbers. They can be prayer shawls. They can be autumn outerwear. I love stuffing a lace-weight alpaca shawl in my pocketbook during the summer. And it takes up next to no room. But if I'm in a cold environment, if they've got the air conditioner set to Arctic, I can just unfold the shawl and it becomes a really nice, warm, highly portable, warm garment. I like a medium-weight shawl at my desks. I have one in the office and one at home. So in autumn, when it's just too warm still to put on the heat, but too cold to be comfortable, I can just grab a shawl. And for some reason, sweaters don't appeal to me quite as much for that as shawls do. Especially if I'm just going to sit and write, I'd rather just have that nice thing draped over. It has an almost medieval feel to it. It's a very cozy feel to it, really. And then I like to have a heavier shawl to wrap up in when I come home in the winter. It's less than a coat, but it's enough to warm up really fast. I have one that I knit out of a silver thaw from Nora, which is an Angora blend that unfortunately they discontinued, and it is absolutely perfect for that. It's a really simple triangular shawl. It's one of those shawls where you cast on three, then you knit the row, purl back, knit one, yarn over, knit one, yarn over, knit one, purl back, knit one, yarn over, knit to the last stitch, yarn over, knit one, purl back, and you just do that through the entire thing until you run out of yarn, and then until you're almost out of yarn, and then you cast the thing off. One of those amazingly simple shawls, but truly warm because of just the way they, and beautiful because of the yarn itself. I like when dealing with a yarn that's that decorative, that's that stylish, and that needs that kind of a dense fabric. I like a simple pattern like that that's just going to hold it together with almost no lace. And shawls can be as addictive to knit as socks, but they have the advantage of not wearing out nearly as quickly. And they're more obvious when you're wearing one. They don't hide in your shoes. And once you're done the pattern, you're done. There's no need to make a matching mate. Shawls are just absolutely fabulous.
If you'd like to find God in all things, then you're invited to a discussion of the mystery of God through movies and TV and good stories. This is Father Jim Tucker, a priest of the Archdiocese of Newark in New Jersey, and host of the Catholic Creativity Podcast. Just as the Israelites escaping from Egypt melted down Egyptian gold for their own worship of God, so we will melt down parts of the popular culture to see how God can be glorified in them. We'll take a critical look at movies, TV, and novels to see if God is speaking through them. So look for us on iTunes or join us at www.catholiccreativity.net.
Also on the new podcast front, for writers doing NaNoWriMo, I have a related daily podcast at nanobites.thewritingcast.com. I'm going to link to that and to Jim's podcast in the show notes. But that should wrap us up for this time. Until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.